You're listening to SBS News.
So this is our kitchen slash group area where we would normally have hold all of our groups, do some cooking or have snacks, and our couches here to hang out. We put up some of the artworks on the walls and...
Provisional psychologist Miranda Cashin says the floor of mental health service headspace is usually bustling with teenagers and students. But now, the Camperdown site and all its contents, like most venues during the coronavirus pandemic, seems to have frozen in time. Ms. Cashin points to artwork on the walls from the year before, promotional banners for events that apparently never happened, and kitchen utensils remain undisturbed in their drawers.
So it's quite a lonely, empty space at the moment.
Federally funded, not-for-profit organisation Headspace offers mental health support to those aged 12 to 25. Its services have been in high demand from a demographic arguably hardest hit by the pandemic. Ms. Cashin says younger Australians have been battling severe economic and psychological challenges all year.
For that slightly older age group where, say, university age, most of university is still online, so they're not having that connection. And say for that first year of uni, that's the time where you make new friends and you're getting to interact with the people in your class. And then when you're just trying to study and study alone, you're just spending a lot of time in your bedroom, and that just exacerbates low mood. It also increases the urge to withdraw further in terms of anxiety.
This is what happened to Siddhant Acharya. The 27-year-old arrived in Australia in February, excited to study abroad for what would be the longest time away from his family in Mumbai, India. As rates of coronavirus began to soar in Australia, Sid lost his job in public relations and moved to a place with more affordable rent. But he struggled to connect with his new housemates.
I have never lived with people except for Indians. So I was really skeptical about doing that because A, the difference in food, B, the difference in lifestyle. So I was really skeptical about that house. It was really difficult for me to adjust with their lifestyle because They had a very different lifestyle from me.
Sid moved three times over the course of the year before finding his current place. One in three workers aged 18 to 24 lost their jobs between March and April, according to the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Most young Australians worked in industries directly affected by border closures, travel restrictions, and social distancing measures like hospitality and retail. Widespread unemployment forced students like Sid to move house, borrow money, or take out personal loans.
And back in India, things were very difficult. My parents were not able to go out of the house and send money. I didn't have much savings in my Australian account. My parents couldn't send me money, so I had to borrow money from my housemates.
Lauren Solomon is the CEO of Consumer Policy Research Centre. She says rates of younger Australians borrowing and taking out personal loans skyrocketed during the pandemic.
So young Australians out there are clearly accessing all available options to help them make ends meet. We were collecting data across many essential service markets, energy, telecommunications, paying the rent. And what we've seen over this survey since May is an uptick in young people struggling to make basic household bill payments. We're also seeing young people now turning to family and friends. Really worryingly, one in every five young person in our survey said in October that they were borrowing money from family and friends just to manage those basics. And increasingly, we're also seeing them turn to personal loans, and one in 10 now saying that they took out a personal loan in October.
Headspace's Miranda Cashin says financial worries greatly affect mental health.
Things like not being able to get work then exacerbate so many other things. Like if you can't afford rent, you can't afford to eat, like all of that is going to have a huge impact on not only your study, but your mental health, your social interactions, because then maybe you can't go out and actually see anyone because you're worried, I don't have any money, I can't afford.
Young Australians have benefited the least of any age group from the government's support packages this year, with JobKeeper failing to cover most of Australia's 1 million casual workers. International students like Sid were excluded from these payments entirely.
You know, not being able to pay rent, not being able to get used to the way of life in Australia, because I've hardly had interactions with people apart from the community, because I couldn't go out, I couldn't meet with people, I couldn't talk to people apart from people from my own community. It was really a vicious cycle. I mean, day in, day out, I was just praying to God that I just want to get through to this day, just one day and one more day and one more day, just one day at a time. I just want to get through this.
Two major surveys run by the Melbourne Institute at the University of Melbourne found almost a quarter of those aged 18 to 24 in Australia reported high levels of mental distress during 2020, compared to 9% in 2017. But Ms. Cashin says there's still a lot of stigma around seeking help.
What is therapy going to look like? Is it going to be sitting in a couch while someone says, tell me more about what you're thinking? Particularly for young people, there still is a lot of stigma around reaching out. And also for young people, not having the language yet to recognize what's going on, to ask for help or be able to verbalize that.
Conveying feelings in therapy can be even more challenging for those trying to talk to a counsellor from a different cultural background.
Say you've come to see someone and there is a cultural difference, and you're not feeling heard, you're not feeling valued, you're not likely to come back. And I think that's what can be really tricky, is you, with a young person, you might only get that one chance to see them and to make that first impression. And if there is that mismatch, or they're not feeling that this person understands where I come from and my cultural background, then they're not going to come back.
Ms. Cashin says accessing mental health services can be more difficult in regional areas where there are fewer support services. It's something 29-year-old Richard Mason struggled with during the pandemic.
The last 4 or 5 years, I've built my life around the suburbs. So most of my support network and my social network lives in those suburbs. So I was pretty much completely isolated from them physically. I mean, we all were. But even when our restrictions started easing, I had to wait for them to start easing too.
For someone already suffering from anxiety and depression, the weight of the year left the media and psychology student in a dark place.
You know it's going to end, and you know things are going to be all right, but I just a full year of, I guess, just living on Zoom or not seeing my friends, you know, all the time, not being able to go into uni and just coping with online study and, you know, trying to be self-motivated, it all just piled up. So I did have a pretty extensive period of ill health.
The employment rate for Victorians aged 18 to 24 was 46% in September, with other Australian states jumping back to 65%. Experts say the data is encouraging, suggesting Victorian youth employment may also quickly recover, but the negative impacts may be felt for a long time. The Consumer Policy Research Centre's Ms. Solomon says younger Australians may carry a debt burden into their future.
Young people are particularly struggling to make ends meet when it comes to their basic household bill payments, but they're also increasingly taking on debt. And it's this sort of cumulative impact of increased debt, while we're also seeing people miss those payments, that could really create quite a big debt spiral for young people with lifelong impacts.
She says as supports such as JobKeeper and JobSeeker taper off in the coming months, younger Australians may be more vulnerable to unsustainable lending practices. The centre is calling on parliamentarians to block proposed changes to responsible lending laws.
The reality is, you know, winding back those laws at this point can create a very significant increased risk of vulnerability and an amplified impact. And that can have a scarring, you know, result across our nation for many years to come. And it's young people who are ultimately going to be the ones that will bear that burden, and it's an unacceptable risk.
Ms. Cashin says the pandemic has revealed just how vital support networks, formal and informal, are. Sid agrees. He says he couldn't have made it through the year without the support of his family.
They were there. My parents are really supportive. My father used to wake up early in the morning, because if I am waking up at 7 or 8 in Australia, it's 2 or 3 in India. He used to wake up at that point of time. He used to call me. He used to encourage me. He used to give me those words of wisdom that I could keep in my mind for the rest of the day. And my mom has been helping me with, she used to teach me how to make food, Indian food, so that I am not feeling out of house. I am not feeling away from home.
Richard says he is looking forward to new opportunities next year.
Look, I'm feeling confident. Like, there's no reason not to be. I'm looking forward to study. We will be back sometimes, which is really exciting, especially for some of our more practical units, and hopefully for some of the club and social things that I'm heavily involved in at university as well. I am also looking for some work or some internships in media as well. So hopefully some more of those will pop up. I'm really excited about next year to actually take on opportunities that I haven't been able to do this year.
If you or someone you know requires mental health support, you can get assistance from Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue at 1300 224636. For financial difficulties, go to www.moneysmart.gov.au or call the National Debt Helpline on 1800 007 007. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Karkatzel, SBS News.